How to get rid of overwhelming clutter in less than 5 minutes by use your simple logic. Hello everyone, this is Patricia Goslin from the Prosperity Zone site. Very few of us are blessed with the elusive organization gene. How many times have you lost an important document on your computer, your keys, or even forgot your passport before catching a plane? Being organized is about living in simplicity, living in the now, and knowing that it's time to let go of all the unnecessary stuff that brings about clutter and confusion. Prosperity means living in more space, more freedom, by minimizing unnecessary stuff. Here are 3 tips for you that you can use right away to gain more space, more order, and more freedom. Learning to organize your mess and your life can be sometimes challenging, but it is possible if you are ready to let go. Tip number one, take care of things right now. Instead of having the pile of the bills staring at you from your desk, take small steps right now. Put all the papers in order, use colorful files, fun colorful files, so that it is easy for you to do that. Remember the metaphor of the elephant. It's better to eat it now in small little bites rather than tomorrow in one big shot. Don't let all your documents pile up into an overwhelming mess. Likewise, if you see an item that is not in its correct place, pick it up right now. Make of this a habit and put it away. Tip number two, decide which things are unnecessary and get rid of them. This applies to belongings, services, subscriptions, even people that are sources of stress, people that drain your energy from you. The clothes that you have in your closet, if you are not wearing them since 2 seasons, you can give them away too. So you can make a list of all the things that you are ready and willing to let go of. You can even make a list of people you are ready to let go of. And you can even make a list of the actions that you perceive as chores and try to find fun ways of doing them in a fun way by changing the perception of this very action. Tip number three, you can even delegate what you do not like doing and switch tasks with another person who has things he or she does not enjoy and that you love doing. Inner peace and order is a mindset thing. If you want to learn more on how to do it, visit my site www.patriciagoslin.com and enjoy all the blog posts around prosperity, the services that I offer, and you can even join my prosperity community to have more bonuses and goodies around prosperity. Bye for now!